Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And I am back. Michael Cohen here, 1320 WILS, 622 on a Monday night in Lansing. Michigan State University's annual recruiting trend study finding that the job market for college graduates is looking relatively bright. To talk about it, I'm joined by Dr. Phil Gardner. He's the director of MSU's Collegiate Employment Research Institute. Welcome to the program, Phil.
Good evening.
Now, how extensive was your study, and exactly how hopeful are the upcoming employment prospects for those getting out of college?
Well, this is a nationwide survey, and it has almost 4,000 employers responded from all sectors of the economy. And this year, and then particularly at the bachelor's level, the news is positive. We saw positive news last year, but it didn't stay the whole year. It kind of fizzled out when the economy started dipping again in November. But this particular market it looks more stronger because it covers more students in different majors. It's a little bit deeper, so it's a good one to grow on. We're still not out of the woods yet. We've got a long ways to go, but this is probably a pretty good sign if the economy just doesn't derail again.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was an English major, and I know that it's one of those liberal arts majors that certainly doesn't provide a strong job prospects, even at the best of times. Right now, what are the degrees that are really garnering jobs? I mean, is it basically business, engineering, those kinds of areas?
Well, those are the usual suspects, you know, accounting, engineering, particularly computer science. We just have a supply problem. There's not enough computer science graduates. Supply chain, finance. But we have an interesting group of majors that are really strong. It shows you how much the economy has changed, because in the past it was always engineering and accounting that led out of a recession. But really it's marketing combined with some advertising and public relations, because there's so many sales jobs out there. And many companies have their presence on the web now, so it takes different kind of marketing, different kind of brand recognition, and it's all about sales. So they're leading with sales. There's anything to do with information management. Students that have strong skills in manipulating data, understanding data, it could come from any major: history, sociology, and because that's what it's all about. And of course, math and statistics lead that group. And then we have actually human resources is strong for the second year in a row, which probably is a signal that companies are trying to rebuild their HR programs that some of them gutted pretty good during this recession.
You know, the thing about employment, especially when you come out of college, is you could have all kinds of jobs, some that you never even really needed to have a college degree for. Is there any sense of how often college students are coming out now and taking minimum wage or low-paying jobs?
We know it's out there. And it's always more extensive in a bad economy like this, that they're not really aligned the way they want to be with their aspirations, and the degree, obviously, from law. It could be law, it could be MBAs, it can be all those. We just don't know how deep it runs and how it is, how widespread it is, because either those students graduates don't respond to the surveys, or they say they're working in the. That's all the further that most people that collect data go. They don't ask them what type of job it is. Is it career related? So we really don't know. But I'm sure that it's a good number of students, particularly for the last 2 years, are in that group.
I'm talking to Dr. Phil Gardner. He's the director of MSU's Collegiate Employment Research Institute. We're talking about MSU's annual recruiting trends study. I wonder, these internships, unpaid internships, I know they're kind of everywhere now. Some view them as kind of a way for students to maybe be not fully appreciated, and they're almost being used in a way. Others say it's really a great way to effectively get a job in a company. Do you generally think that's a good approach for students that may not be able to find a job?
Well, I'm in the middle on this. I've spoken out to be very careful what we do with unpaid internships. First thing is, there are people, you never get a good handle on it, that are abusing it, taking advantage of them. But really, when we look at students participating in unpaid internships, actually, it's lower-income students, students from families with less than $800,000. They're heavily into education, health services, social advocacy, assistance types of positions, many of them with for-profit small businesses in urban areas. All these things are very valid, and they probably have valid reasons. And if we pull the rug out from under these kind of students, these are the very ones we want to help. We just got to find a better way to make sure that they get some assistance and encourage employers to pay them or find a way to do that. There are some abusers, the federal government's a bad, and the, you know, even the state government. Those are big users of unpaid internships. There's some issues on campus even with unpaid, among certain programs that say you have to have an unpaid internship, and take it for credit. That puts the students at a real disadvantage. So there's a lot of housekeeping to do. But the bottom line is, in this economy, the students need to have a professional work experience to even be competitive in this market. So if it's unpaid or paid, employers really don't care. They just want a really good experience.
Gotcha.
So that now we just have to make sure if a company's taking advantage of me and it's not a good experience, just walk away from it and get back to your career service office or your internship advisors and find a better connection. Well, and make sure you tell them about the company so another student doesn't go down the same path.
Okay, about 30 seconds left, and really, unfortunately, only 30 seconds. I know many college graduates have left Michigan in the past for jobs. Is that continuing, and where do most of them go?
Well, it is continuing, and fortunately, they don't go very far. Chicago is the biggest magnet for many of our graduates, and in the Great Lakes, since the Great Lakes improving, they're staying there, not farther afield. The question is to get some jobs and get them to come back, or get enough jobs, visible jobs, and have them stay here. A lot of students want to stay, but they have to go where the opportunities are.
Gotcha. Dr. Phil Gardner, the director of MSU's Collegiate Employment Research Institute, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. Good evening.